This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Hour number three. All right, I want to digress a little bit from Parkland a little bit, just because about, you know, I've been watching this happen. Trump, when he was elected, he said he was going to put America first. And he has been doing that. And let's talk about something just completely away from this, because, you know, I like free trade. I like true free trade. Okay, I don't like odds stacked free trade. And I don't like those little snooty ideologues who won't take their own country's side in a trade fight. The ideal market means a willing buyer and a willing seller pay a mutually agreed price for goods or services with minimal government interference. And that's called capitalism. That's what I defended as a military member. And, you know, I'm now, as a business owner and, I dig prosperity. I really like that. So why didn't I wet my pants when Trump started talking about these steel and aluminum tariffs? Well, cue the true conservatives to come in and tell me it's because I'm stupid and terrible and awful. I know how they work. And a few years ago, I might have been with them. And they aren't totally wrong opposing trade barriers and the macro free trade. Or in the, you know, free trade is a powerful engine of prosperity, the most powerful ever devised. But the key part of free trade is the free part. And they never want to talk about that when it comes to holding the foreigners accountable. Now, my question, and it's one a lot of Americans before me have been asking, then that no one seems to want to answer, is when does this free trade stuff actually start? I mean, if we're going to have free trade, we all understand that this involves us lowering our barriers to imports. Fair enough. We have dropped our barriers. The trade deficit is enormous. We buy from everyone. We got importing stuff down. What about these other guys, though? We export a lot, to be sure, but are we doing it on equal terms? We never seem to hear much about that from the free trade crew, a crew that, you know, I was part of not long ago. And to a degree, I still sympathize with them. It's a simple question. Do foreigners have exactly the same barriers to entry to their steel and aluminum markets as the United States does? And if they don't, why the hell should we put up with it? Once again, cue the true conservatives calling me dumb and economically illiterate and stuff. That's the default reaction of this party, the Republican Party's establishment. Whenever members of our party who believe they're being hurt by foreigners, who put up high barriers that keep our stuff out while we drop ours and let the competitors dare to complain. Hey, GOP, unfair trade practices are hurting me. Shut up, you economic illiterate. There's no problem. You're imagining it. Shut up. Thank you, Bill Kristol. I don't know. I'm thinking that that's an unconvincing argument to those folks who actually go out and vote and who have concerns that probably could be addressed better than with hysterical dismissals, clothed in insults. Maybe they didn't notice that our president is Donald Trump, but our Republican voters are a bit done with the GOP establishment gaslighting. It's not just on trade. Remember that whole illegal alien thing? You know, our own voters kept expressing concern about the problems illegal aliens cause our voters. But our intrepid establishment undertook a dual-track strategy of denying the problems our people were experiencing while calling them racist. And that sure worked out good for President Jeb Bush. please, at this moment, clap. But here's the thing. Foreigners are not always facing the exact same barriers to entry into the United States as Americans are facing to entering foreign markets. So if a U.S. company can't compete on a level playing field, that's one thing. Sorry, guys. But when it has to push a boulder uphill, well, that's another. Sometimes it's laws, and sometimes it's taxes, and sometimes it's products being subsidized by the local government so they can snag market share over here. But where the trade barriers are not identical, can we at least agree that this is a problem? And something to that needs to happen, you know, something needs to happen and change that. And no, we can't agree to that because American workers and their jobs are not the priority of the bipartisan establishment that is beholden to their corporate donors. To them, our workers are an inconvenience, a hassle, drones to be browbeaten into silence. And there are consequences when you ignore the expressed concerns of a large group of Americans, and one is named Donald. Trump did not campaign as a free trader. Instead, he campaigned as a fair trader and promised he would put America's interests, not the interests of the corporate big dudes who don't mind sacrificing our people on the altar of their balance sheets. He promised he'd put them before anything else. And Trump ran against 16 others who failed to pick up that torch. And then against a drunken felon who actively hated the normal Americans who build and feed and fuel this country. And he beat them all. And there's a message there. This festival of fussiness about the latest last resort step Trump took 15 months into his term shows that the GOP establishment has learned nothing at all from this failure. It's not a bad idea not to stick up. Well, actually, it's a very bad idea not to stick up for your own voters. Why is the notion that we should refuse to engage in unequal trade relations so crazy that many people who write for the cruise shilling conservative press get out there and lose their mind? Maybe, you know, run a panel on the Lido deck about how we ought to listen to our voters when they are hurting instead of demanding that they ignore their lying eyes. So if tariffs on unfair steel and aluminum competitors are a bad idea, what's a good idea? How do you propose to solve the problem, and continuing to ignore it is a no-go? What is your idea that results in the end state where U.S. manufacturers face exactly the same obstacles to entry in foreigners' markets that they face entering ours? I don't know the answer to that. But then again, I'm not wetting my pants over this either. Maybe pain will work where talk has failed. If there's a better tactic that will actually achieve the goal of exactly equal footing between our, you know, the people that work here and the foreigners, that's great. I'd love to hear it. Tell me exactly what it is. I get the tariffs. You hurt us. We hurt you. That's what it is. I get that. So do the voters. But if there's a better idea, let's hear it. And I don't like tariffs. Gives us an effective, but it does give us an effective alternative if you don't like them either. So we haven't heard anything but demands that we unconditionally return to the status quo and how the economy is going to collapse because a beer can will cost another penny. This is unconvincing for me. What is not so hypothetical are the devastated communities throughout the Midwest. And I know what they're going to say, but, yeah, okay, fine. There's always some reason we can't stick up for our own people. There's always some reason we can't offend the foreigners. There's always some principle that demands Americans who don't get fancy degrees like they did be the ones keep getting shafted. And that's sort of weird how it works, but it isn't working anymore. To the extent that free trade has a bad name, it's because the free traders are less concerned with actual free trade than the purity of their doctrine. Our voters are not going to support a system where they're getting the short end of the stick. Why should they? How about we do something? How about we demand equal trade terms? And when we don't get them, we make it painful. Because if someone has to suffer the pain that comes from unfair trade, I vote it be the people trading unfairly. Not the people of the Midwest that used to make this or that, you know, smelt steel or, you know, aluminum or any of these other things. I say it's them. I say we put America first. That's why I strapped that uniform on a long time ago, to put America first. I'm all for that. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Got the tenement blues.
The natural right for you and me to bear arms includes the right to carry them concealed as well as openly. Both types of carry were practiced at the time of the ratification of the Bill of Rights. Flintlock muff pistols were widely available before 1791. Daggers and dirks and other assorted blades were commonly carried concealed.
sword canes, conceal the blade inside of the cane, and that they were considered concealed weapons. They were commonly available. They became popular in part to avoid any social reproach against the carry of swords, anticipating the condemnation of open carry today. The Second Amendment does not differentiate between a concealed and openly carried weapon. Such differentiation was not discussed during the debates about the Second Amendment. It was decades after the Bill of Rights was ratified that concealed carry was questioned. At that time, arms technology had not changed significantly. Concealed weapons had and have military purpose. General Gage, the British officer in charge of occupied Boston, had his officers conceal their sidearms when patrolling to prevent Paul Revere's ride. Coming from William Diamond's drum, page 94. And finally, unbeknown to him, Gage had that afternoon posted mounted officers with their sidearms concealed, as though they were on pleasure jaunts along the Cambridge roads, just in case messengers should try to give out alarms at night. There were no colonial statutes that separated the carrying of concealed weapons from the open carrying of weapons. The Kentucky legislature passed a statute forbidding concealed arms in 1813, and it was challenged in court, and it was found unconstitutional in Bliss versus Commonwealth of Kentucky in the state Supreme Court. And it was 1822, 3 decades after the Second Amendment was ratified. Any restriction on bearing arms was contrary to the right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state, and was therefore void. The court reasoned that any diminishment of the right that existed when the constitutional protection was adopted was an infringement of the right and was therefore unconstitutional. And that was impeccable logic of the time. I wish they would actually employ some of that today. In 1833, the Supreme Court ruled that the Bill of Rights, including the Second Amendment, did not apply to the states. In 1833, the Indiana Supreme Court ruled that concealed carry could be banned for people that were not travelers. Five other state courts with different state constitutions, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, and Louisiana, ruled that their legislatures could ban concealed carry from 1833 to 1850 through varying degrees. And in Kentucky, a constitutional amendment was deemed necessary. The constitutional amendment to allow the legislature to regulate the concealed carry of weapons passed in 1849 as a part of a constitutional convention. And in 1850, the wording in bold was added that the rights of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned, but the General Assembly may pass laws to prevent persons from carrying concealed arms. At that time, all but Indiana were slave states. Prohibiting the carry of concealed weapons is particularly important to keeping suspect minorities disarmed. If they had concealed weapons, it is much harder to enforce legal or extra-legal disarmament techniques, such as selective enforcement under color of law. In 1859, the Texas Supreme Court in Cochran v. State held that the right of a citizen to bear arms in defense of himself or the state is absolute. The court cited both the Second Amendment and the then current Texas Constitution, and the case held that if inexpensive weapons were prohibited, the right of self-defense would be chilled for poor people. In 1868, the 14th Amendment was passed to assure in part that the Second Amendment would be enforced to ensure that freed slaves could keep and bear arms. And the former slave states found ways to evade the requirement. Remember who was running those at the time. In 1873, the 14th Amendment's enforcement of the Bill of Rights against the state encroachment was nullified by the Supreme Court. In 1903, they found that an ordinance requiring a permit to carry a concealed pistol was repugnant to the Constitution and the laws of the state. Federal laws have never been passed against the carry of concealed weapons. In 2008, the Heller decision made clear what it meant to bear arms. Scalia quoted Ginsburg's writing in a previous case from Cornell.edu. Justice Ginsburg wrote that surely a most familiar meaning is the Constitution's Second Amendment indicates wear, bear, or carry upon the person or in the clothing or in a pocket for the purpose of being armed and ready for offensive or defensive action in case of conflict with another person. In the clothing or in a pocket is concealed carrying. Scalia concluded that laws banning the concealed carry of arms was constitutional solely because such laws were long-standing in a number of states, and such laws were not upheld before the 1830s, 40 years after the Bill of Rights was ratified. Laws against concealed carry of weapons are vestiges of laws designed to keep slaves and free blacks disarmed. So we're all beholden to Jim Crow today. In 2010, the Supreme Court held the Second Amendment is incorporated against the states by the 14th Amendment, finally doing what the court should have done in 1873. Adam Winkler, a constitutional scholar at UCLA, has written that allowing open carry may be the best way to discourage bearing arms in general. And he made the case this might be the most effective way for the California legislature to chill the exercise of the Second Amendment. Vermont's never required a permit for open or concealed carry. 12 states have reformed their laws to allow the carrying of weapons concealed or openly without permission from the government since 2003. They call that constitutional carry. Both open carry and concealed carry are protected by the Second Amendment. Period. Restricting the bearing of arms to either open carry or concealed carry, that's an infringement. So that means my state is an infringement. Florida is an infringement. So, nothing new, right? Nothing new here. Nothing new at all. In the chat room, let's see. There's a lot of people don't like Rick Scott right now. I get it. He's not up for re-election. Did he take over for Jeb Bush? I mean, the Bush family had a lot of influence in Florida. And he's running for Senate, and that means he's cemented his loss today. You know, that depends upon the people of Florida. The problem with Florida today is that too many people from the Northeast have retired in Florida, and they brought their attitude and their politics with them. So you guys in Florida are slowly changing over to looking a lot like New York. That's not good at all. That's not good at all. So I don't know what the answer to that one is. Same thing's happening in my state. Don't feel you're not alone. A lot of people coming to South Carolina from the Northeast as well. So, you know, who knows what we're going to look at. Maybe we need to move to other places. Or maybe we need to, I don't know. Getting active would probably help with all stuff anyway as well. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33-443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming out of Connecticut, there the Governor Malloy has he declared this week that the NRA is a terrorist organization, which makes me, by the way, a terrorist. Which, you know, I sure do appreciate the designation. He's in the middle of his latest temper tantrum. Sort of demonstrates why firearms owners in Connecticut don't trust him when he calls for a national conversation, because he's only talking to himself. And he's the second most hated governor. Only New Jersey's former Chris Christie edged him out for the top spot. He has a propensity for trying to deflect attention away from poor performance. And we've been down this road before. Malloy lashes out when he feels like no one is paying him enough attention. And it's, you know, just like Rick Scott, I heard him saying, well, we can show the nation how it's going to go. The nation's not going to follow you, sir. You gave in to the knee jerk. That's no way to run a railroad. Malloy's policies of continually raising taxes while failing to bring the bloated government spending under control have badly hurt their economy. And it's pushed out major employers like GE and Alexion and Alexion Pharmaceuticals and Aetna to other states. And we've seen him do this before. And the firearm industry that first built Connecticut's industrial base was his target in 2013 when he sat for an interview with CNN's Andrea Crowley, where he made this inflammatory remark. He said, what this is about is the ability of the gun industry to sell as many guns to as many people as possible, even if they are deranged, even if they are mentally ill, even if they have a criminal background. They don't care. They want to sell guns. Everybody in the gun industry should have asked for an apology. Connecticut-based O.F. Mossberg and Sons asked for an apology on behalf of its state workforce. They're still waiting. And you shouldn't expect any acknowledgement that the Industry Trade Association headquartered Newtown, Connecticut, and the state has made meaningful contributions. You know, They NSSF launched the Fix NAICS campaign in 2013 and through the end of 2017. Number of disqualifying mental health records submitted to NICS increased by 200% to nearly 5 million from about 1.7 million in December of 2012. So, you know, NSSF, for example, works with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives on matching rewards for thefts at gun stores as part of the Operation Secure Store. They actually are in a, you know, I don't know how comfortable I would feel saying this, but they're in a partnership with the ATF on the Don't Lie for the Other Guy campaign to educate retailers and inform the public to help prevent straw purchases. Then there's the Project Child Safe program through which the NSSF has passed out more than 37 million free gun locks, mostly through local police departments and the partnership with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to recognize the signs and know how to intervene to prevent suicide. Still, Malloy's latest temper tantrum, equating an organization whose members choose to exercise their rights, protect their kids with a firearm, He calling them a terrorist group is way beyond insulting. It's reprehensible. I used to be a soldier. I stood on the line between the United States and everybody that comes to hurt the United States, and some of them were terrorists. There's millions of Americans that are in the NRA, many of whom are veterans. All patriots, by the way. Terrorism is by definition the use of unlawful violence, especially against civilians, to achieve a political goal. The terrorists that I trained to fight against wanted to destroy everything that we hold dear as Americans. And Malloy would do well to remember that King George III thought that gun-owning American colonists were terrorists, too. And, you know, Governor, I got to tell you, I'm sort of tired of your media attention-seeking insults. I can't call you what I want to, because I got some affiliates that wouldn't like me using that word. But you're a prostitute, bud. We're not your subjects. We are citizens, and we will not be vilified. How many of you saw this idiot? Democratic candidate Karen Mallard. She posted a video of herself on social media. JT and I had a discussion about this at length, trying to figure out if the gun was actually connected. If she left the lower on the weapon, right, if she left the lower, if the gun was assembled and she saw down the barrel, illegal SBR. Virginia has a sawed-off shotgun and sawed-off rifle act, which prohibits people from having a rifle that has been modified to an overall length of less than 26 inches. Ms. Ballard said in the video, before noting the February 14th shooting at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, that's what convinced them to destroy the rifle. She said, "I grew up in Wise County surrounded by guns. Our family had guns my whole life. We used them for hunting, for protection, and recreation. You didn't know enough, though, to take the gun apart, idiot." So in the video, she says, "So today we're going to destroy it." And then she had used a handheld power saw to slice and dice the AR. Mallard is a school teacher and a Democrat running for Virginia's 2nd Congressional District. She said she followed legal procedure for destroying a firearm. And yes, for all the NRA trolls out there, I finished the job according to regulation and turned it over to the police. Why are you more outraged about me taking a gun out of circulation than about our children being murdered in our schools? I'm outraged by people who might be felons trying to run for office, Ms. Ballard. Now, a Virginia Beach Police Department spokeswoman confirmed to a local news outlet that the rifle is in their possession, and the ATF is looking into this. So, I was asked earlier today by Larry Garland, who used to be a sponsor of mine, if I had seen this, and I had not looked at the video. I had not looked at the order in which she cut this gun apart. And if she cut the barrel down first, the question then becomes, and we have to ask it. The question then becomes, if you are trying to destroy a weapon, do you have the right to alter that weapon, temporarily albeit, into a illegal configuration? Now, I know what people are saying. And I'm not trying to be an NRA troll, even though I joined the other day. I'm simply saying there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. And getting out there and vilifying a weapon that you own that didn't do nothing to anybody because somebody else, do you do that every time a drunk driver kills a family? Did you go out there and beat your Camaro to death? Do you do that every time somebody uses a knife to kill some innocent person? Like Carol Bowne, who was trying to get a gun in New Jersey, and then her boyfriend knifed her to death. And he had a, you know, he had a restraining order against him. So do you do that when those kind of things happen? Do you go out and destroy everything that does something wrong? Because it's never about the object. Getting out there and taking your ire out on the object is a wasted exercise on me. You prove nothing. This is virtue signaling at its best, and it may cost you, Ms. Ballard, and I hope it does cost you. Because getting out there and saying, why do you, the NRA, dislike me destroying a gun more than one? That's never been the case, idiot. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm getting a little tired of this idea that I have to be nice and kind and civil to these gun grabbers while they're out there virtue signaling, doing nothing. No solutions to anything. They just want to take our guns, which you're not going to do. You're not going to get them. Enjoy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. You know, not too far away from Florida is Georgia. And in Georgia is this one town that has been thinking outside the box since 1982 when their leaders passed a law requiring their citizens to own a gun. The Kennesaw, Georgia law states that every head of household residing in the city limits is required to maintain a firearm. And it was reportedly passed as a deterrent to crime. It was meant to be kind of a crime deterrent, Kennesaw Police Lieutenant Craig Graydon, a 30-year law enforcement veteran, told CNN. It was also more or less a political statement because the city of Morton Grove, Illinois, passed a city ordinance banning handguns from their city limits. Now, as far as would-be criminals looking for an easy mark, judging by the crime statistics, it seems most have bypassed the Georgia town and may be moved on to Morton Grove, Illinois. Kennesaw is populated by 33,000 people, has only had one murder in the last 6 years, and a violent crime rate of below 2%. But, according to CNN, it's unclear whether that has anything to do with the gun law, and that's because CNN is primarily staffed by morons. Maybe I should say entirely staffed by morons. I don't want to sell them short. Kennesaw's mayor sees it differently. If you're going to commit a crime in Kennesaw and you're the criminal, are you going to take a chance that that homeowner is a law-abiding citizen? Wayne Arnold, a local resident who is a fan of the law, said it gives me the ability to protect myself as opposed to being somewhere where you weren't allowed to have a firearm or it was frowned upon. With the gun issue being in the spotlight of late, town officials have been getting plenty of attention from all over the world about their law. Lieutenant Graydon told CNN, "We get a lot of calls, conversation. It seems to keep crime controls, gun safety, things like that on the minds of many of the residents because people are constantly talking about the gun law. So that's been somewhat of a benefit for us." Arnold noted that the expectation of a Wild West environment with everyone walking around with a firearm strapped to their side. "It's not like that," said Arnold. "It's strictly a home defense system type of deal. There's no shootouts down the street and a lot less crime than your average American city." Yeah. Not surprising. It's not surprising. Criminals are not going to criminals are not going to be out there going, "Listen, you know, I'm going to go out there and commit a few crimes today, and I hope I get a good fight out of somebody. I'm just itching for a good fair fight." No, that's not. They try to avoid that occupational hazard of being perforated by burettes all the time. All the time. So, you know, Kennesaw have been doing this for now for 36 years. 2% violent crime rate. One murder in 6 years. I don't know. Maybe if we're going to look at cause and effect, maybe we look at that. I don't know. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we have this. We saw a coordinated media campaign that was thrown against us immediately after the horrible murders in Parkland. And the campaign wasn't spontaneous. The media went into action even before the crime scene was cleaned up or the facts were known. The prepared scripts that had already been written were dragged out. We were lied to, and the usual well-worn bromides were used in order to make us feel a particular way. The public relations campaign to make us feel guilty cost somebody millions of dollars, and unfortunately, it was wasted money. It did not work. We not only rejected the PR campaign, we threw their lies right back at them. We've learned many lessons as we've been lied to time after time by the mainstream media. And here's what's happened this time and what we did in response. The media said we suffer from an epidemic of mass murder. Because of this epidemic, we need to disarm the people who didn't do it. In fact, we were lied to about how often schools were attacked. You know, those 13 school shootings since the first this year. And though both are tragic, someone committing suicide at a school that's been closed for months is not an armed school rampage killing. We know that licensed concealed carry holders are far more law-abiding than even the police. We reject the idea that the 100 million gun owners in the U.S. committed the murders in Florida. The media served up crisis actors in a scripted soap opera. It was sold to us as a town hall discussion. I didn't watch it, but some of you may have thought it was real. Many of us didn't. We saw students attend spontaneous grassroots demonstrations, which were funded by Soros and Bloomberg and all these other people. We were told that the real murder in Florida was the organization that trains most firearms instructors. And that same organization, the National Rifle Association, is also involved with the largest firearm safety program in the world. We saw the Hollywood hype rise to all kinds of new levels. And then we saw the hundreds of armed guards at the Oscar Awards ceremony while actors said the rest of us should be disarmed for our own protection. We were told that we'd be safer if the government were armed and we were disarmed. Democrat congressmen proposed a bill to outlaw most guns. These dangerous firearms are too much for an 18-year-old to own. But people 18 years old and younger are mature enough to drive a car and have an abortion and get married and join the military and vote. I'm slightly confused because these laws don't make any sense. What actually happened in the face of these lies is that the gun rights organizations had a surge in membership. I have heard numbers reaching into 2 million for the NRA, which would take it from a 5 million strong to a 7. I can't corroborate any of that. That's just what I've heard. I was one of those that joined the NRA. At the Second Amendment Foundation, they had, new memberships had jumped 10 times. Acquaintances who don't own guns told me they resented the media propaganda and joined the NRA. People from outside the U.S. joined the NRA for some reason. The NRA did not release their membership numbers. But we do know that the number of people searching to join the NRA, that went up almost 50 times. So why did the propaganda campaign backfire this time? I think we've caught on to their lies. The same reason we elected Trump. We've gotten used to this. We've learned from the past lies. They tried to spin that Hillary Clinton, that her campaign was historically significant, inevitable, unstoppable. We didn't believe them either. We formed our own opinions and voted for who we wanted to. We decided that a sociopathic liar who was married to a serial sex predator wasn't the person that we needed in the White House. So we not only rejected the media narrative, we opposed it at the ballot box. And we're doing the same thing again. The Trump slump, so-called Trump slump that reduced gun sales, is over. I have plenty of problems with the NRA, and I'm waiting on my membership card to get here right now. We were told we should cancel our memberships and send them down. And right now, I can't get a discount on a car from Budget or on a flight from Delta or whatever, which I didn't even know those kind of things existed. And I didn't join the NRA because they offered those. We've seen a surge of teachers who want to legally carry a gun rather than putting up more plastic no-gun signs. Because those teachers, guess what? They're the ones that are with the kids when these incidents unfolds. We can assume these people who run these campaigns are smart and professional about it. They already know that we don't believe them. That means we're not the real the target of this PR campaign. It isn't to convince the public, but to stampede politicians. So now more than ever, when the media lies, you have to tell your politicians the truth, because they're not going to hear it from anybody else. A politician is only as good as their staff. Believe that. Feel free to believe that. Back again on Monday, barring any unforeseen circumstance, hopefully. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, the thing my boss wanted, talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.